The controversy over pharmaceutically pumped-up athletes continued this past week. Congress held a second hearing on steroid use in sports, and Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig considered ways to strengthen his organization's much-maligned steroid testing program. Performance-enhancing drug use has been big news since last month when the Justice Department announced federal indictments against four men who had allegedly given drugs to elite athletes. Nearly all the media coverage has focused on the medical and ethical dangers associated with these drugs, especially anabolic steroids. But NPR's Tom Goldman reports on one doctor who says the real danger is in the way the story's being told.
Tuesday's hearing was 5 minutes old. Members of the House Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security were just settling in for a session on anabolic steroids when Representative Bobby Scott of Virginia set the tone in a way that was both revealing and a bit strange.
Some young athletes are using drugs with the belief that they will become great in their sport and gain money and fame. In addition to risking disqualification from playing sports, they also risk all of the medical problems that you mentioned, even death. And mentioning death, Mr. Chairman, I can't avoid pointing out that a local funeral director from my district is sitting here in the audience. I don't know if he's looking for potential clients or what, but it's good to see him here.
He seems to be smiling approvingly.
Gallows humor aside, there it was again, the specter of death hanging over a discussion about steroids. In the opinion of Dr. Norman Faust, another case of steroid hysteria.
The more serious claims about lethal effects and about people dying of them is quite overstated and without much scientific evidence.
Norman Faust, arguably, is the loneliest man in America right now. With the drumbeat throughout the land sounding against steroids, Dr. Faust is challenging the public and public policy makers to question what they're reading and hearing about the performance-enhancing drug. Dr. Faust runs the bioethics program at the University of Wisconsin. He's a pediatrician who concedes he's not familiar with anabolic steroids from the practice of medicine. But for more than 20 years, Faust has researched, written, and talked about the subject, which he says has been sensationalized by tales of doom.
When Lyle Alzado, the great NFL football player, developed an incurable brain tumor, Sports Illustrated ran a cover story attributing this to steroids with no evidence whatsoever or any reference to any scientific study or any expert who claimed there was any association.
Indeed, it was Lyle Alzado, not doctors, who blamed his cancer on steroids in that 1991 issue of Sports Illustrated. There have been other stories as well, says Faust, where claims of horrible health problems came only from the steroid users themselves. Yet, these stories are what many people use as proof, they say, of steroids' dire consequences. And the real proof, says Faust, isn't there.
I would say that is a fair statement.
Dr. Adrienne Dobbs is an expert on steroids. She works in the Division of Endocrinology and Metabolism at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. She says there are well-known health effects associated with anabolic steroids. For instance, young people who take them stop growing. Women develop masculine traits like beard growth and a deeper voice. Many of these effects are reversible. There was, in the past, a link between oral steroids and liver cancer. But with the injectable steroids of the past 15 or so years, the link can't be proved anymore. Nor can the link to heart problems. Anabolic steroids lower the amount of good cholesterol, but Dr. Dobbs says it's been very hard to prove a direct connection to later heart disease. Scientists, says Dobbs, are willing to study these potentially lethal complications.
But they're difficult studies to do. To show an effect on heart disease, you have to follow people for 10 years. So they become very expensive studies.
The studies, the absolute proof, may not exist, but Dr. Gary Wadler believes there is enough information out there to warrant the dark talk about steroids. Wadler is a professor of medicine at NYU School of Medicine and a member of the World Anti-Doping Agency. He has debated Norm Faust publicly in recent weeks. Faust claims, since the lethal nature of steroids hasn't been proved, their use with adult athletes, not children, should be allowed and medically monitored. But Wadler strongly disagrees, saying one only has to look at the experience with estrogen, a hormone related to anabolic steroids and testosterone.
We learned a years and years and years after they were used therapeutically, that estrogen has been associated with breast cancer and, in fact, did not prevent heart disease, may have been causative of heart disease.
Beyond the medical debate, Norman Faust believes the ethical arguments vilifying steroids are flawed as well. Why are steroids cheating, he asks, and other performance enhancers not, like high-tech swimsuits, oxygen deprivation tents, even Gatorade? Why do National Football League executives say they want to crack down on steroids to protect players' health when Faust says those same executives do little to control the violence on the football field? Dr. Gary Wadler says Norman Faust's opinions about steroids are as sensationalistic as the media coverage Faust criticizes. But Faust maintains, until the country has a true dialogue on the issue, with good information and open discussion, the unfolding steroid scandal won't move beyond secrecy, innuendo, and, he says, unreasonable fear. Tom Goldman, NPR News.